we're going to make this guy a whatever, prophet, I tell you what, I covet the greater gifts. I would love to be an apostle of God. What a wonderful thing, But the thing is, you can't just claim it for yourself. You've got to have the invoice. It's got to call for it, you know what I mean? That your name isn't on, if it doesn't read that, if it's not written in heaven, you can't take it to yourself. And I tell you now, I'm no prophet. I'm no apostle. I'm nothing. See, prophets have books they sell in bookstores. And apostles, well, they drive big cars. And they work in places with shiny glass ceilings. They have coffee shops, play beautiful music. And they make six-figure salaries. I'm not a prophet. I'm not an apostle. Those men wear silk business suits, not dirty old t-shirts, not torn up, ripped up clothes. I'm just some guy who has learned a few little things. And these are very simple things. Honestly, the thing I teach you is not took years of learning. It took mostly years of unlearning. And that was slow. And then one day God gives his spirit and understanding is quickened. You know, that's. I guess I get somewhat exhausted. Because sometimes these studies go on into the night. I already covered this. A man proving his own work, and it wearies me to speak of it. In this sense, it's about, because it's like I the thing that comes to my mind is my example versus all those people who do. They're something else, aren't they? Prophets have TV shows. See, a real prophet would have a TV show, not some cheesy internet site. Giving it away for free. See, a true apostle charges for his ministry. You couldn't get a line by line study in Galatians. Why, that'd be worth something. Buy the cassette series now. Galatians, only $49.95. And I'm not here to make you my disciple. I want to make you a disciple of Christ. If I follow him, yeah, follow me. But I tell you, ultimately, I think I said this in the previous chapter, my job as a teacher is to become obsolete, where you don't need me anymore. Then I've done my job. Then I've done, if I've done to the point where you just, where you're my, I want you to race ahead of me in your mind. No, I don't think these things are difficult. You just... A lot of times, there are things in the way. By faith, seek that they should be taken out of your way. That God could make, purge out the old leaven. Become a new lump. Ultimately, that's the biggest barrier to being taught is those false doctrines that people have stuck in their minds. Again, I can't remember if that was something I covered in the previous chapter or if it's something that's like just that I covered in 6, but I'm remembering it as already done because I'm covering 6 twice. It makes it difficult for me. And as I cover it, I think I'm sad because I covered it so well. I covered this part so well. I'm covering it in half the time. But really, it pains me to my heart. But you know what? Honestly, as I did, I thought, I just proved my own work for myself. And I rejoiced in all the things God revealed to me. What makes me sad is I can't share all that happened to me the first time with you. It really does. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. You know that means to share. It comes from the word koinonia, which is where we get our word fellowship. We have the fellowship of his suffering, the fellowship of his death. And when we talk about Christian fellowship, the word koinonia comes up a lot. It is what we as Christians have with one another. So, it means there's some sort of commonality involved. The koinonia means things held in common. Things which are common, like, you know, say we all agree that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We have fellowship in that regard. We have koinonia, you know, and so him that is taught and him that teacheth, we have there's a bond. And so him, you know, I could teach this in a certain way, as some would say, share with or distribute in goods, as they say. But honestly, that's fine. But there are other good things besides good commodities or things of the earth. I don't like to use it because, honestly, today it seems the world is so full of that. So many men are out there selling the gospel and selling themselves. And they misuse the word of God. They blaspheme the name of Christ. And because of them, the name of Christ is blasphemed by others. It is such a travesty. All the things done for filthy lucre. But a servant is worthy of his hire. I'm just not for hire. Personally, me. I'm not for hire. If you want to you want to do good to me, then hearken to my words. And I'll take the treasure in heaven. Thank you. I'll take my pay there. When you see me, when we are all made the sons of God, just share with me your inheritance. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatever you put in the ground is what you get back. And so it is, if you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh. Oh, well, I was going to be like quoting, but I remember. Oh, that's right here. Yeah, reverse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So what are we sowing to the Spirit?